All right. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is July 4th, 2025. Good morning, everyone. For those in the U.S. who are celebrating July 4th, happy celebration to you. But yeah, welcome back. It is a beautiful sunny day here in Vancouver. We're, you know, kicking off another Discolly episode today. I was away last week. I was doing a bit of a family trip, a Mexico trip, you know, visiting some fam and having some fun, eating well, may I say. I think I gained definitely a couple kilos, if not a couple pounds. But we are back for a new Discolly episode. Before I do get into it, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting over the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam people. But welcome to Discolly. For those who are new here today and don't know how Discolly works or what we do here on Discolly, this is basically the show about music. This is the show about all things music. We talk about musicians, we talk about genres, we talk about vinyl record pressings, concert tours, the discourse behind album releases, and the discourse behind, you know, general artists and what there is. So kind of also like a little bit of like hot gossip, may I say. Sometimes I do like to get into that. But yeah, that's kind of how it works. For the first two-thirds of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist and one of their projects in specific, whether that be an album, an EP, a mixtape, a compilation album, you name it. We talk about that for about two-thirds of the show. We go through some music. We also talk about, how I said, the vinyl record pressings, if any of them came with the album. And then for the last third of the show, it's our kind of discovered section of the show. It's kind of like we discover a new artist. This is where I like to bring in a Canadian artist, a pretty emerging artist, someone that maybe you don't really know of, but I personally think is pretty similar to the mainstream artist that we're doing that week. And then that basically allows me to provide you guys a little segue and a little bridge to discover this new music. So that's how Discolly basically works. So today we're going to be doing an artist that we actually have already done. Actually, one of my most favorite artists during this year. I got into her and her music a couple years ago, but I didn't really get into her as much as I did this year because of the release of her most latest album. And without further ado, that is Miss Biba Doobie. We did her album Beatopia a couple episodes ago. I want to say maybe 2 months ago, if not a month ago. I think it was actually more like 2 months ago, if not 3 months ago, actually. It has been a while. But we will be doing Biba Doobie, and this time we will be doing her album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves. But for those who don't know Biba Doobie, Biba Doobie was born Beatrice Christie Leje Laus. I think that's how you pronounce it. She was born June 3rd, 2000, so that means she is 25. Her birthday was just basically a month ago, so happy belated birthday, Biba Doobie, and she was born in the Philippines, even though she is from London, England. For those who have heard Biba Doobie speak, she does have a British accent, but for those who have heard her sing, she has a bit more of like an American English accent, but you can sometimes like kind of hear like the leak of her British accent, which is kind of fun. I searched up what genres she actually plays in. She has a lot. To name a few, she has pop, indie rock, pop rock, alt rock, post Brit pop, slacker rock, indie pop, folk pop, and bedroom pop. But I will say that her latest album is a little bit more of like on the alt rock kind of section. May I dare I even say punk rock? But a bit more indie, if to say anything. She is a singer-songwriter. She's under the record label Dirty Hit. The record label Dirty Hit also has artists such as Rina Sawayama, who is another one of my favorites, who I actually want to do maybe her other album, Comme des Garçons, at some point. I know I did Hold the Girl, maybe give or take a year ago, but I do want to do that maybe at some point. Biba Doobie does have three albums. She has Fake It Flowers, released in 2020. Beatopia, released in 2022, and This Is How Tomorrow Moves, released in 2024. For those who followed the Discolly page, This Is How Tomorrow Moves actually made it on my 2024 projects of the year. I spoke about it a little bit, and I will actually pull that up and talk about what I wrote, because I thought it was a pretty good body of music, and I just had a lot of fun listening to it, and it just really made me get into Biba Doobie a bit more, especially after Beatopia. So we're going to introduce the album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves. It was released August 9th, 2024. It is under Indie Rock, again, Dirty Hit Records. The producers are Jacob Bugden and Rick Rubin. And then we have a couple singles off of the album called Take a Bite, Coming Home, Ever Seen, Beaches, and Real Man. Those are a couple of the singles off of the album, and we're obviously going to play a couple of them to have some fun and, you know, get to know Biba Doobie just a little bit more. So without further ado, we're going to go straight into Biba Doobie's album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves, and we're going to start off with the second track of the album. We will be skipping Take a Bite, which I do actually recommend that you do listen to if you haven't already, but we're going to go straight into California. This is Biba Doobie with California on Discali. Welcome back. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is a little sneak peek to the next song called One Time.
It takes two people to make that mistake. You never tried. You never tried. It's such a shame you don't cross my mind. But you did this one time. You did this one time.
And I just cut that clean, hey? I was trying to do a little transition, but then I kind of went a different way. But welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is Biba Doobie with One Time right after California, one of my favorite songs off of the album for sure. But let's get into a little bit of what I thought of the actual album itself. This is How Tomorrow Moves. Like I mentioned, I put this in the 2024 Projects of the Year, and I had a little blurb that I put in with every album that I thought actually, you know, made my year a little bit more fun. But this is what I had to say. Growing up can be complicated, and Biba Doobie conceptualizes these feelings of early adulthood in her album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves. Perhaps taking a safe approach with the album's sonic experimentation, B's more unadorned songs are the most touching, such as Real Man and Ever Seen. This alternative indie rock album is perfect for those who seek a narrative album that explores new territory about personal growth and aging. Everseen, I did say that California was one of my, probably one of my favorite songs of the album, but Everseen is definitely one of those that just kind of hits a little bit harder. Also Real Man, and also Girl Song, even though I'm not a girl, it just kind of has like a very, kind of like a gut moving feeling, if that makes sense. It just kind of hits just the slightest bit better than the other songs, even though the other songs have a bit more of a more impactful, or I guess more of like a more, complex production behind it. But yeah, that's basically what I had to say off of the Biba Doobie. If you do want to find what else I had to say about other albums of our Discalia's 20 projects of the year of 2024, check it out. It's on the Instagram _Discalia_, and it's a post back on December 28th of 2024, right before the year ended. The next song that I do have for you guys is actually one that I just spoke about, one of those that kind of is a little bit more fun, but a little bit more sad, but a little bit more, you know, a little bit more like Biba Doobie, if that makes sense. This is Real Man on Discalia on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Why don't you just pull in mother, my simple lover? I'm not going for no weather. I told my mother what you did, like a kid. And I already told you I just wanted to dance. Could you see me standing out here with my outstretched hand? I guess no one ever taught you how to be a real man.
Welcome back. You're listening to Discalia here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is Real Man by Miss Biba Doobie. A fun little song that also has a fun little dance accompanied to it. It was, I think, either created by her or probably like some type of like TikTok dance, TikTok trend. That's usually how it starts, but it's a fun little dance. I know that that was the song used for the promo of her tour, This Is How Tomorrow Moves tour. Which actually did come to Vancouver. It was back, I think, like April 8th, I think it was. She performed at the Pacific Coliseum near the P&E, or on P&E grounds. And it was just so much fun. I was able to go with my friend Max and just have a fun time. And it was, yeah, it was just amazing. It was just so memorable. It was so fun. And we were just able to see Biba Doobie first, you know, destroy the stage with her electric guitar and just absolutely kill it, but also get really emotional and really personal with her audience There was songs like Coffee. There was songs like Girl Song. She sang Glue. It was just Ever Seen. It was just you know, all over the place. But it was really good. I did want to at some point get merch from hers, but I did find it was a little bit expensive. On that note, her vinyl records were just a tiniest bit expensive. But we'll get into the record pressings right after this next song and talk about which one I inevitably want to buy because I actually don't have it just yet. And then also which ones I think would maybe, because there's one, I think they could have changed the color of it just a little bit. But I do want to put the next song, which is a little bit more of a heartfelt song, as I was talking about, and this is the Girl Song. This is dedicated to all the girls out there who love Biba Doobie and those who will love Biba Doobie. This is Girl Song from her album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves.
My own pace. Just a girl who overthinks about proportions or her waist, the creases on her face, day like no other, and just another bad day. Find the words to make it up to you, making all the same mistakes. I guess there's still a lot to prove, and there's something I can't say in an ordinary way. They like no other, and just another bad day. Waking up to hardly recognizing my own face, just a stranger in thinking, oh, what a shame, didn't think she'd look this way. Don't look no different to how I looked yesterday. All I wanna do is find the words to make it up to you, making all the same mistakes. I guess there's still a lot to prove, and there's something I can't say in an ordinary way. They like no other, and just another bad day. Good at lying, I'm better at denying the consequence that stands. Damn, I need a helping hand. They like no other, and just another bad day.
To life, teaching, leading, and inspiring. Help youth grow, connect, and thrive. Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
On Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogeneo Fegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca.
All right, welcome back. That was Biba Doobie with Girl's Song, definitely on like the more acoustic side for the album, and also on like the more like emotional side, more kind of like I was mentioning, like really heartfelt part of Biba Doobie. And I love that when she takes it to that approach with her music. Now, going into a bit of the vinyl record pressings that there are for this album, there's one vinyl record pressing that I think they should kind of change the color to, just because it just looks a little bit weird in my opinion. But starting off, there's the standard pressing of, the regular album cover. That's like her kind of like wearing a fur, I think, and like kind of smiling. I don't even know what she's doing. I think she's just like talking. But it's a red pressing. And then we also have a dark blue. I'm pretty sure that might be the Amazon exclusive colored vinyl. And then we also have a light blue on the regular cover. The one she was actually selling at the tour was this alternative cover of her kind of like shrugging her cheek with her hand up to her face and a red background. And this one's like a nice like light blue, like kind of like aquatic, or dare I say iceberg colored vinyl. And then I think there is this milky clear color vinyl. Is this the Amazon exclusive? I think this is just like unexclusive. This is also an alternative album cover. It's her with like this really cool jacket on, kind of moving through the scene, and it's like a milky clear. And then the one that I think that they should really change, because I really don't like the color, is the Urban Outfitters exclusive. I was telling Max that it kind of reminds me of a booger. It kind of has like a booger color to it. Which is why it's kind of weird. I think they're probably calling it a caramel color, but even then it looks, I don't know, it just doesn't fit the vibe personally. I think they were trying to like match it to the color of the fur that she's wearing. I just don't think it ended up working out in their favor, to be honest. And then Blood Records actually released a really cool vinyl pressing for this album, and it is a blue liquid filled LP. I think there was about 5,000 like copies of it and sold out immediately. Obviously Blood Records is like that. And it's actually really cool. It has like a blue liquid in it, and it just kind of like moves around when you spin it. But other than that, I think those are all the vinyl record pressings for this album. The one that I probably want, honestly, if I'm being honest, I would have probably bought the alternative cover, the tour exclusive one that she was like selling. I couldn't justify the price. I did find it a little bit expensive. If not, I would probably get the milky clear, if anything. I don't like a standard black. And I don't actually think she has a standard black, which honestly props to her and having like a bit of variety to it, because, you know, why not? The next song I have for you guys is definitely one of my favorite ones. It's one that makes me think of everything that I love in my current life, and everything that's going right in my life right now, and that is Ever Seen. It's a fun little song. It's a song that definitely brings you a little bit of happiness and a little bit of joy. And I hope that brings you a little bit of happiness today and this morning going into the afternoon on this beautiful sunny day here in Vancouver. So I'll leave you guys to it, to listen to Ever Seen, and we'll come back to talk about a couple more things before we start wrapping up Biba Doobie and moving on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. You're listening to The Scully here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Spend some time waiting for your face. Don't wanna risk just making all the same mistakes. The highest I think I've ever been. Said I had the prettiest eyes he'd ever seen. Can't help going through it. Swear it's just the calm down that made me do it. Show it. Wasting all my time just dwelling in it. Cause I spent some time waiting for your face. Don't wanna risk just making all the same mistakes. The highest I think I've ever been. Said I had the prettiest eyes you'd ever seen.
Ever Seen by Biba Doobie off of her album This Is How Tomorrow Moves. In the beginning it feels very like cutesy, very like emo, and I know later like I don't know, it kind of like comes up in production. There's like the do 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 do, which is kind of like the quote unquote melody. But then there's also like the huge like kind of like percussion in the back, and then it kind of gets crazy, and then by the end it kind of sounds like distorted. I don't know what the creative direction and the creative reasoning behind that was, but it kind of just works out. I would have never taken it that way if personally I had done the song that way. I would have probably just kept it like very, very acoustic, just like from the beginning. But yeah, so I wanted to go through the track list just a little bit because I know I've been kind of like, you know, going through the songs quite smoothly, but we start off with Take a Bite, and then there's the song California, which I did play for you guys, and then a little bit of One Time, which is track number 3. Then we did play Real Man. Real Man is the other single off of the album. And then right after that, we have track number 6 with Tie My Shoes. And then we have Girl Song, which is track number 6. And then track number 7 is Coming Home, which I'm pretty sure that's the song that she played at the end of her tour, as in like the tour set list, I think, ends with Coming Home. I'm unsure. And then right after Coming Home, we have Ever Seen, which is the song that you guys just heard right now. And then we have A Cruel Affair, which is right up next as track number 9, with track number 10 being Post and track number 11 being Beaches, and also the next song that we will be listening to ourselves. And then track number 12, we have Everything I Want, with number 13 following it, The Man Who Left Too Soon. And track number 14, This Is How It Went. This album has a total of 14 tracks and is 41 minutes long. So I personally think that's a pretty good length for an album. I think that anything cutting like between 30 and 35 minutes, it basically, I don't know, like I don't want to judge too much, but sometimes when I see an album be that length, I'm just like, oh, like you were one song away from it being an album. Because usually albums, I think the requirement is that it be 30 minutes. And so like, I don't know if it was like a decision to put another song on like the what I would call like kind of like an EP for it to be like an album, if that makes sense. Like I don't have like an issue with the length of an album, but as long as all the songs like make sense, if that makes sense. So like we have Pink Panthers, who just released Fancy That. That is like I think she calls it a mixtape, which is like usually not the length of an EP of an album. It can also be called like an EP, an extended play. And that is, I think her mixtape is about 20 minutes, but there's not like, I don't really think there's like a skip on that album. It's very well made. It's very concise. It's to the point. Another album that I think is like, there is this very good reasoning behind like the length of an album is Billie Eilish's and Phineas's explanation on A Perfect Album. They always say that 10 songs is the perfect album, no matter the length. As long as those songs are like all hits, they're all good, they're all songs that you want to keep playing on repeat, 10 songs is the perfect length. And I personally think that like Biba Doobie was able to manage that really, really well with this album at 14 songs with a total of 41 minutes. So it was intentional. All the songs were meant to be there. And it was just, yeah, it was just great. Before that, also, Biba Doobie did a little bit of like a live album. It's called Live in LA. It was released in 2023, where she plays a couple of her songs from the past. And she might have, did she tease any new music here? No, she did not. But she played songs like such as Talk. She played 1036, which we did play on this show. She played The Perfect Pair, Glue Song, Cologne, The Way Things Go, Coffee, and then Fairy Song. It's actually a pretty long performance. I think it's an hour and 15 minutes, at least December 6th of 2023. And then she also had another one called Live in London. I think she's just like, she's just chilling. She's putting out these live albums. She's having fun. And then obviously Beatopia in 2022, which I personally think is a really good album. I'm like debating which one I like better, if I like Beatopia or if I like This Is How Tomorrow Moves better. I think a mix of both is kind of like where I'm happy. But yeah, that's kind of my opinions that I have on Biba Doobie before we start wrapping up her for today. I know I talked a little bit about her concert and how it went. I don't really have anything to add on that. I think everyone should just go see Biba Doobie if they can. I think she's touring right now during music festivals. I know she did, which one was it? Primavera Sound. She might have done both. I know she definitely did the one in Barcelona, I think. Actually, I can't actually confirm that. But she did do a couple, and I think she might be up for Lollapalooza, which we're starting to see the runs of Lollapalooza as well as Oshiega in the next month, which should be exciting. But without further ado, I'm going to leave you guys with the last song that I have here for the show, and it's going to be Beaches. It is another song, another single off of the album, and also track number 11. And we're just going to play it and then have a little bit of a break and then come back to do our Discovered Artist of the Week. You're listening to Discolly here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Beaches by Miss Biba Doobie. To do. Find the reasons for my constant change of mood. Said I see it to believe it, but who knows the actual truth? 'Cause I'm sure now, I'm sure.
$5? Can you believe that? That's when I discovered the Looper, and everything changed. Since then, I've performed at over 1,000 shows across Australia, France, Europe, and Canada. I even placed top 16 at the first Buskers World Cup in South Korea. Now, I'm sharing everything I've learned with you.
Introducing Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program, the only course that teaches you to create and perform music holistically.
We have four essential pillars: live looping, music production, DJing, and stage work over the course of just 8 weeks. Real street performance experience. You get a professional EPK and industry networking.
Limited to just 16 dedicated artists, our next intake starts June 7th.
Our top two DJs get to shadow me at real gigs. I have summer and winter bookings lined up. This isn't just education. It's your pathway into the industry.
Supported by Creative BC Grant. Visit samchimes.com/academy to book your free consultation.
Stop dreaming. Start building. Chimes Academy.
It's Nardwar the Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
All right, welcome back. Apologies for those ads being a little bit quiet. I do have it on full volume. I'm unsure why it plays so quiet, but welcome back. Just call you here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That basically wraps up Beba Doobie for us today with Beaches. And I hope you really enjoyed the album. I did. And if you want to keep listening to it, once again, it is This Is How Tomorrow Moves from Beba Doobie. I would spell that out, but it would kind of sound like if I'm making like little electronic glitching sounds. But up next, we have our Discovered Artist of the Week, which I will like to introduce, Pool Blood. Born Miriam Said, I think that's how you pronounce their name. They are a Canadian indie pop artist from Toronto, Ontario, so Canadian. They released the EP Yummy in 2019 and their new album, released in 2023 called Mole. They just released a song called Bobby in 2025, actually April 30th. So I do want to give that a listen first before we get into their album Mole. I was taking a listen to it and I actually really liked it. It's under the genre alternative. But I kind of say like it's a bit of like Beba Doobie sound, like alternative rock, alternative pop, a little indie rock, a little indie pop. And just like a bit of like fun production. I really do like the album cover for Mole. I'm unsure what it is. It looks like a mole, but like it's also like a mole with a face. I don't know. We'll get into it a little bit. But first, I want to play their new song called Bobby. You're listening here to The Scully on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back. That was Bobby by Pool Blood, their new song released just at the end of April of this year. I'm unsure if Bobby is the one doing both. Both like kind of tracks, I guess that's how you say it. Like both melodies, both of the singing parts. If yes, that's really cool because I'm thinking it's two different people, which it could be, but also, I don't know, it could be kind of like an artistic choice to do two different voices and play two different characters in the same song. But something that reminds me a lot of like kind of like Beba Doobie style within the song is that kind of introduction of like the drum set, but like a very like light kind of playing of it. We can hear the cymbal in the back. We can also hear like, you know, the typical drums. But usually we don't really see that with like chiller songs, but with Beba Doobie we do see it. It's kind of that like indie pop, indie rock side of the genre. But up next, we're going to get more into Pool Blood's music with their album Mole. And I was just showing Max the photo, and it isn't like the mole, like the animal. It's like a skinned mole, but like it's really weird. It kind of looks like it's under like a spotlight, which maybe that's what it is. The first song that I want to play for you guys is track number 4 off of their album. It's called Twinkie. When I first heard this song, it actually reminded me like a lot of Beba Doobie. And it kind of still has like a little bit of like the Pool Blood sound. So let's get into it. This is Twinkie by Pool Blood. Twinkie of the album Mole by Pool Blood. Definitely you can see what I mean by a little bit of like a Beba Doobie sound to it. It's definitely a lot more fun than I expected a song like Twinkie to be called. I don't know what I expected with the track called Twinkie, but yes, it was a pretty nice song to listen to. The next song that I will be playing is called Voyager. It's actually the track number 5 song right after Twinkie, and we'll get into it straight away right now. You're listening to Skull here on CATR 101.5.
I wish the things are
Voyager from Pool Blood's album Mole. Again, we're hearing that alt rock, indie rock sound. It's definitely really fun. Once again, I do want to stress that this discovered section of Discali, I also go into it blind, so I've never heard these songs before. I just kind of pick them out of an album and kind of see which ones I might end up liking and which ones I might end up not liking. But I did take a listen to Twinkie before, and I was just like, this is what I want to do for this week. The next song that I have for you guys, which is probably going to be my last song for today, is called WFY. I don't know if that's an acronym for anything, or maybe it's like why? I don't know. Maybe I'll search it up. We'll try and see what that means. I don't know what WFY means. I've never actually, what, why for you? Why? I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, that's basically what we're going to do. Up next, we do have the Eclectic Lunch at 12 p.m., so just in about 4 minutes. Stick around for a new episode with Dave Radio. It's always a fun time. But thank you guys so much for joining me this week. I'll see you guys next week for a new Discali episode with new music, new artists, and it'll be a fun time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, and yeah, go out and, you know, have some sun. You're listening to CITR 101.9, Discali here, and this is the last song called WFY.